Well, the life well celebrated at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes helps individuals understand that there are opportunities to pre-plan their own life celebrations long before they need it. This will ensure that the event is exactly the way they want it. It also eases most of the planning responsibility placed on the family and friends when they're also dealing with the loss. And our Life Well Celebrated includes television commercials in Jacksonville throughout the year. It includes websites and helpful material that can we can walk through with families and individuals when they come to our funeral home.
And you've come up with this idea of Life Well Celebrated because there's demand. When did you start seeing demand for this? When did you start seeing sort of a change in the landscape when people would come to you to plan a service? How has this started to develop?
Well, anecdotally, we've seen several examples of people wanting change, and we wanted to validate that through some type of research. And it's clear to us that part of the large sea of change is challenging long-held traditions, and the Dignity Memorial Network is rising to meet this challenge.
And it is certainly a change from tradition, because traditionally you think of a funeral as a very somber affair. People speak in hushed tones. We wear black. You don't think about music and food and dancing and alcohol at this type of event. This is a real break with tradition, isn't it?
Well, from my personal experience and from the feedback from my colleagues, I see the baby boomer generation driving a lot of this shift.
Huh.
And if you really think about it, Melissa, they've redefined virtually every aspect of American life since they were in kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the baby boomers are approaching an age where they have planned a very traditional funeral for a parent, but realize that they themselves want something very different. They want a personalized, they want a creative, upbeat experience of a life celebration.
And what's it like for the people who come to the service? How do they react? Maybe I'm thinking at first they might be surprised, but then they embrace it. They enjoy it.
You're absolutely correct that they are surprised because it's non-traditional, and the seating is arranged where that they can interact with people at the table. It's not the pews and the whispered silence. We've arranged so many celebrations with the Life Well Celebrated that it's remarkable. And I hear all the time from people that we serve, they'll hug our neck after the service and say, "You've done such a wonderful job with Mother, and you met our expectations. You exceeded our expectations." And then as the lady's hugging your neck, she'll say, "But that's not what I want for me. I want a party for me."
Wow. And so you provide that. And I would think that for the loved ones who are mourning a loss, it's cathartic, I would think, to remember their loved one in this way. And it provides closure in a helpful way.
And there can still be religious remarks, customs. Music could still play a significant role in either a traditional or a non-traditional service. Again, it depends on the preferences of the individuals we're honoring. One of the things that is most rewarding is through our Life Well Celebrated commercials and programs, I have people tell me our message gives a sense of empowerment to them.
Mm-hmm.
They say, "I'm now empowered to plan and communicate my life celebration." And it's 180 degrees different than others would have planned for them. And And had they not made their wishes known? So they'll say, I never knew I possessed this opportunity.
Wow. Well, it's fascinating, and it's certainly satisfying to get this out to the public. I really appreciate you being here with us. Thank you so much for joining us with more.
Your listeners should really check www.dignityjacksonville.com. A lot more information, and thank you for having me, Melissa.